Chapter 4 Making Friends. In July, Pollyanna began to take lessons. 2 days a week, she had cooking lessons with Nancy. The other days, she would learn sewing from Aunt Polly. In the afternoons, Pollyanna would walk to town. She would often see the man in the black hat. Soon, he began to say hello to her and would even stop to talk a little. One day, Nancy and Pollyanna were walking to the store when they met the man on the road. Pollyanna said hello to the man, and he said hello back to her. Nancy was shocked. She said that he had not talked to anyone for many years. His name was John Pendleton. He lived in a big house near the woods. He was very rich, but he lived all alone. People thought that he was very strange. Pollyanna did not think so. She was just glad that he talked to her. Pollyanna made a lot of friends in the town. Soon, many people knew about the little girl and her glad game. They liked her positive view of life. One day, she saw a little kitten by the road. She brought it home and persuaded Aunt Polly they should take care of it. A week later, Pollyanna also brought home a poor, dirty little dog. Then one day, she saw a poor little boy playing with a stick. He said his name was Jimmy Bean. He had no parents. He was staying at the orphanage in town. However, the orphanage had too many children. He needed to find a home. Pollyanna said,
"You should come and live with me and Aunt Polly. My aunt is a good woman who lets homeless cats and dogs live in her house."
However, Miss Polly did not let Jimmy stay.
"Pollyanna, cats and dogs are one thing," Aunt Polly said angrily. "But bringing dirty little beggars from the street..."
"I am not a beggar, ma'am," Jimmy interrupted. "I work for my room and food. The only reason I'm here is because this girl said you are kind and good."
Jimmy turned and walked out. Pollyanna looked at her aunt.
"Aunt Polly," she cried, "I thought you'd be glad to have him here."
Aunt Polly seemed to get angry.
"Pollyanna, will you stop using that silly word glad? Morning, noon, and night, that's all I hear,"
she shouted. Pollyanna put her hands to her mouth and ran from the room. She did not understand why Aunt Polly did not want to be glad.